Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on Thanksgiving Day, 2014. This is my 18th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day broadcast, and I have a story for you that I want to share with you. It's about cause and effect, a Thanksgiving story about cause and effect and how one person can make a difference in the course of human history. He was born in what is now Massachusetts, USA. His father named him Tisquantum. He was a member of the Patuxet tribe, which was part of a confederation of tribes known as the Wampanoags. The Wampanoag, which means Eastern people, inhabited much of what became known as New England. Tisquantum would become a very important person in the future of America, but not before his life would change in ways not to be imagined by any 17th century Native American. In 1605, Captain George Weymouth thought financial backers would be impressed if they saw real, live Indians. So in an expedition on the east coast of the New World, Captain Weymouth lured three real, live Indians onto his ship, kidnapped them, and took them back to England. One of those Indians was Tisquantum. In England, Tisquantum eventually came to live with Sir Ferdinando Gorges, a financier of the New World Expedition and Exploration. George taught Tisquantum English and employed him to be a guide and interpreter for his sea captains. Tisquantum, now called Squanto, was brought back to America in 1614 to assist in the mapping of the New England coast. But Squanto's greatest flaw, the inability to know which Englishman to trust, kept getting him into trouble, and incredibly, he was kidnapped along with a couple of dozen other Indians. This time, Squanto was taken to Spain to be sold. A group of friars there in Spain discovered that what was happening and took several of the Indians, including Squanto, from the captors and ordered them and instructed them to Christianity. Squanto lived with the friars until he became homesick, and in 1618 he boarded a ship bound for Newfoundland. In another twist of fate, now in Newfoundland, Squanto ran into an associate of his old friend, Fernando George, who took Squanto, apparently willingly this time, back across the big water for the fifth time and his second trip to England. Now trilingual, Squanto was a unique resource, and George once again employed his Indian friend to return to America to map the coastline that was so familiar to him. Arriving back in his home range in 1619, Squanto made the shocking discovery that during his absence, the Wampanoag people had been decimated by an epidemic, which had also wiped out every single member of his village. About that same time, plans were being laid to establish a colony in what the English then considered the northern boundary of Virginia. These plans came to fruition in September 1620, which when on the sixth day of September, the 90-foot Mayflower set sail from Plymouth, England. The Mayflower's manifest recorded the names of 110 passengers and crew, including 37 laden separatists, also called pilgrims. To be sure, demographically, the Mayflower passengers were unlikely and sometimes contentious gaggle. Even though they were in the minority, the 37 pilgrims treated their non-separatist fellow passengers with condescension and actually called them the Others. But there was one common thread that bound them together. Each had embarked on a courageous adventure to claim new prospects in the New World. Landfall for the Mayflower came on the 66th day at sea, on November 9th, when they came ashore near the tip of what is now Cape Cod, their first encounter with the indigenous people almost cost them dearly, because they stumbled onto an Indian burial ground and were chased back to the Mayflower by the graveyard's indignant caretakers. Now, that first contact episode must have seemed like bad luck to them, but as they would soon learn, and as we now know, it was a blessing in disguise. Safely back on the Mayflower and sailing toward the main coast, the colonists created a very important document. They called it the Mayflower Compact, and we now know it as the first set of laws established for settlers of the New World. The next landing would be more peaceful, and on the day after Christmas, 1620, the colonists chose to establish their new life on the mainland shore of what is now Massachusetts, in a place they named Plymouth. The first winter was cruel. By 1621, less than half the Mayflower contingent remained alive. But with all of their misfortune, they were about to discover something for which they would later be very thankful. On March 16th, an Indian named Samoset walked into the colonist camp and greeted them with, "Hello, Inglis." Samoset was a Mohegan leader from what is now the state of Maine. He was hunting and trading in the area, and even though he spoke some English, Samoset could tell that these sad folks would need more help than he could give them. Now, remember our trilingual world-traveling orphan, Squanto? Well, it turns out that the colonists had set up their settlement on the very spot where Squanto's village had been. So Samoset knew Squanto, and he brought them to the colonists, and during the rest of the year, 1621, he befriended and taught them how to fish, grow crops, and survive in the new land. So think about this. Without Samoset's initial and Squanto's sustained benevolence, it's generally accepted that the pilgrims would probably have suffered severe famine over the next year, which would likely have resulted in the failure of the Mayflower expedition. But thanks to the humanity of these two individuals, the first harvest by the colonists was bountiful, and sometime in October, they decided to set aside a day to give thanks for their blessings. Squanto was invited, he brought other Indians, and we had the first Thanksgiving Day in America. So think about these cause and effect questions. What if Squanto had not been kidnapped and taken to Europe? What if he'd not learned English or ultimately endeavored to return to his home? But more importantly, what if he and Samoset had not been of a good heart and had not befriended the people who arguably were the most important early colonial seeds in the history of what is now called the United States of America? Think about that, folks. One person made a difference. And look what happened to the world as a result of that. I'm thankful for Samoset. I'm thankful for Squanto. I'm thankful for the pilgrims. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I don't know how or where, but I'm going.
It's all that I have left. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.